They just happen, said Rincewind. Look, I don't know how to make it rain. I thought any halfway decent wizard knew how to do a rainmaking spell, he added, as someone who wouldn't know where to start. Really? Said the Arch-Chancellor with dangerous brightness. No offence meant, said Rincewind hurriedly. I'm sure this is a very good university, considering. Obviously, it's not a real one, but it's amazingly good in the circumstances. What's wrong with it? Said the Arch-Chancellor. Well, your tower's a little bit on the small side, isn't it? I mean, even compared to the buildings around here. Not that there's... I think we ought to show Mr. Boring our tower, said the Arch-Chancellor. I don't think he's taking us seriously. I've seen it, said Rincewind. From the top? No, obviously not from the top.
We haven't got time for this, Arch-Chancellor, said a small wizard. Let's send this wazzer back to hell and find something better.
Excuse me, said Rincewind. By hell, do you mean some hot red place?
Yes.
Really? How do Exians know when they've got there? The beer's warmer? No more arguing. This one turned up very fast when we did the summoning, so this is the one we need, said the Arch-Chancellor. Come along, Boring. This won't take a minute.
Ponder shook his head and wandered over to the fire. Mrs. Whitlow was sitting demurely on a rock. In front of her, getting as close to the fire as possible, was the librarian. He was still extremely small. Maybe his temporal gland had to take longer to work itself out, Ponder thought.
What are the gentlemen doing? Said Mrs. Whitlow.
She had to raise her voice above the argument, but Mrs. Whitlow would still have said, is there some difficulty, if she saw the wizards out on the lawn throwing fireballs at the monsters from the dungeon dimensions. She likes to be told these things.
They found a man drawing the most alive-looking pictures I've ever seen, said Ponder. So now they're trying to teach him art. By committee.
The gentlemen always take an interest, said Mrs. Whitlow.
They always interfere, said Ponder. I don't know what it is about wizards. They can't just watch. So far, they're arguing about how to draw a duck, and frankly, I don't think a duck has four legs, which is what it's got so far. Honestly, Mrs. Whitlow, they're like kittens in a feather-plucking shed. What's that?
The librarian had tipped up the leather bag lying by the fire and was testing the contents for taste in the way of young mammals everywhere. He picked up a flat, bent piece of wood, painted in lines of many colours, far more pigments than the old man had been using to paint, and Ponder wondered why. He tested it for palatability, banged it on the ground in a vaguely hopeful way, and threw it away. Then he pulled out a flat oval of wood on a piece of string and tried chewing the string.
"Is that a yo-yo?" said Mrs. Whitlow.
"We used to call them bull roarers when I was a kid," said Ponder. "You whirl it around over your head to make a funny noise."
He waved his hand vaguely in the air.
"Ooh, isn't that sweet? He's trying to do what you do,"